We now welcome on to the call the head coach of the Delaware Blue Hens, Danny Rocco. Good morning, Coach Rocco.
Hey, Rob, how are you?
I'm well. Congratulations to you and your guys. You end that three-game losing streak, pick up a victory over Stony Brook 17-10 on Senior Day. Just give me your impressions on what your team did well.
Well, I mean, the game was more similar than different to our last four or five conference games. Just, you know, really tight, really close. You know, came down to a few big plays late in the game. I did feel like this week we got the bigger breaks in the game. And I do feel like in the biggest moments, our team was able to make the biggest plays. So felt really good, really happy for our team, really happy for our staff and our seniors. Having been through a couple very difficult defeats here in the last month, felt good to get the win, felt good to secure the victory, felt good for our seniors here at Delaware Stadium for their last home game, and, you know, really sets up another big challenge here this week with Villanova.
Obviously, you get the pick six early from Johnny Buchanan, and then maybe just as big a play, the interception by Noah Platt there after a long Stony Brook drive. We've talked the last couple of weeks about the need for your defense to really make some plays. Is that the type of thing you've been looking for?
Yeah, no doubt. I think no matter how you look at it, we wanted to and maybe needed to get a little fortune early just for momentum and just for confidence purposes. So Cam Kitchen flushed the quarterback, put a little pressure on him on that first drive, and he threw a very errant throw and right to Johnny. Johnny kind of stepped in there, made the intercept, took it down the sideline, looked like an old high school running back carrying the ball into the end zone. So that was a big start, you know, for us. And obviously Stony Brook battled back, took a 10-7 lead. We tied it 10-10 at the half. And then in the second half, one touchdown gave us the victory on the Will Knight run. Defensively, we've been playing good in the second halves. We've done a nice job here of late. And we've been a little more opportunistic with the turnovers here in the last four or five games, having gotten off to a really bad start in that area. So there are some things that we're excited about here, you know, heading into the end of the season, and looking forward to this opportunity this week up at Villanova.
Stony Brook's offense has been pretty strong. They've got a lot of weapons on that side of the ball, and you guys pitched that shutout in the second half. What were you able to do especially well to slow them down?
Well, I think the biggest thing was, you know, we had some wind, and the wind, I do think, was a factor in the passing game for both teams. You know, we lost Will Knight. We lost Nolan Henderson early in the game on an injury, you know, played the game with Pat Kehoe. So, you know, neither quarterback was really able to get a whole lot going throwing the ball with the wind. So it became a run game. I think in doing so, Stony Brook was able to amass some yards and control the ball on the ground, but it took the quick strike out of the game. And that's kind of been our Achilles heel here of late, was just big plays in the passing game, quick strikes for points, and that allowed our defense to kind of hunker down and play hard, play physical, and you know, really played well enough there in the second half to secure victory.
You touched on Will Knight, another good day, 108 yards, a touchdown, along with that game-winning run there in the fourth quarter, but his fourth game over 100. We've talked about him, but how do you see that that he's grown as a running back as the year's gone along?
Well, you know, he's very natural in so many things that he does. He's so instinctive, you know, as a runner. He sees things, and he makes people miss, he can, you know, get into that second, third level there and make big plays. I think as far as growth and development, Coach Cubitt's doing a great job with all of our running backs. But I think as far as growth and development, it's just more an understanding of the entire offense, you know, and his role in the passing game, his role in the protections, and his understanding of the design of the blocking schemes, and, you know, knowledge of where the ball might split or open, and he's been patient. He's a very patient runner. And obviously we're excited about Will and his future here. And he's really putting together a big-time season, you know. And it's been kind of, I don't want to say under the radar, you know, but it's been a little bit under the radar here. And Mark was right when you look in the stat line here this week. I think he's the second leading rusher in the league. Kind of came out of nowhere to kind of position himself there here as we head into the last week of the regular season.
Talk about Mark's team, Villanova, obviously having another good year at 8-3. As you start to break down the Wildcats, what are some of the challenges that they present?
Well, I think that the challenges are, you know, more similar than different. I think that they're having a great season. Obviously, accumulating 8 wins is a very difficult thing to do. They're playing for their 9th, a chance to get their 9th win. Offensively, they have found a really solid solution at quarterback, and he's been very consistent. Smith has been. He's been very accurate, and he can do it both. You know, he can do it with his arm, he can do it with his legs, and he can do it with his head. He's just a very smart veteran player back there. You know, offensively, though they've, you know, had to rotate the running backs, I mean, in theory, what you're seeing is a very productive, very potent offense that has balance, run and pass. They make you defend the middle. They make you defend the edges. They make you to defend the shots down the field. You know, so they really make you have to be disciplined defensively with your eyes and your leverage and things like that, and it creates opportunities for big plays. And then defensively, you know, though there's some changes, you know, there's some subtle changes, I still see it being more similar than different. And I know Fisher's having a really big year at defensive end. He's a very disruptive player with what they're doing. And I know Wiley's been very impressive here in the tape I've watched thus far. And it looks like they maybe have, you know, been through some substitutions in the secondary. You know, from week to week, that looks a little bit different, and still kind of trying to figure out what that is and why. But obviously a lot of talent back there on the back end. So really complete team. You know, this is a CAA team that has positioned themselves really, really well for the postseason, regardless of this week's outcome.
Daniel Smith, is, you touched on him, 36 touchdowns. There's some other guys in the league that are, you know, run-pass threats, but what makes him so difficult? 36 touchdowns is a pretty incredible year.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, he's got, you know, kind of traits of, you know, different guys that we have talked about in our league here for a couple of years, you know, and I don't want to mention the names just because I don't want to go there, but you know, he does some things with his legs that you've seen other quarterbacks in our league do, and that we've kind of rant and raved about here for a couple of years. And then same thing with his ability to throw the ball with accuracy and throw the ball on timing. And he trusts his receivers. He's a confident leader. You know, those are kind of some of the things that this kind of jumped out at me really early in the season. It might even have been watching their first game on TV. I think it was up there at Colgate. I could be wrong here. But, you know, just kind of, this guy looks like a leader. This guy looks like, you know, he's been through it before, and he's the kind of guy that's going to rally their team, and he's the kind of guy that their team and their offense is going to get behind. And as we all know, it's what you need. It's what you're looking for. And he certainly has, you know, lived up to that and taken ownership of that role there for them. And it's one of the reasons, certainly not the only reason, but it's one of the reasons that, you know, they find themselves in the position they're in, which is a really good spot. And, you know, a lot of us are kind of nipping at the heels there, but, you know, we're more similar than different in a lot of ways. And that quarterback position, the consistency at that position, really is usually the thing that sets the teams apart.
All right, Dave, thanks so much for your time today and all season long.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Bye-bye.